And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is the time you're listening to me. Welcome to the Solano Travel Podcast. I'm your host Solano, and as always, before we start today's episode, a word from our sponsors.
Pero me estoy esperando a que te chingues un poquito del café para que te empiece a hacer efecto.
De eso se agarre bueno esta semana, una taza casi tan grande como la tuya de café. No colombiano, pero sí llegaron como 4 o 5 paquetes de café de... Pero en grano tostado, rápido, ¿no? Sin tostar. Pues tenemos tostador, qué vergas hacemos con eso.
Un edema a la verga, a ver si con eso te despiertas. Tenemos los tubos, güey, ¿qué le hacemos a la mamada? Nalgón de dijo el conde.
Y yo soy el asqueroso, según tú.
Está más duro el ventilador.
Sí.
Porque el micrófono no ha dejado de hacer.
Con razón, me siento mejor.
Y girarlo. Gíralo más a que te pegue a ti nada más. Para que no le dé tanto al micrófono. Ahí le está dando menos. Ahí está perfecto. Ahí está bien, compita. No, le moví las pilas, pues, para que no prendiera. Pues, ¿para qué lo prendemos ahorita? No trae sentido.
¿Submersible de esa manera sí se puede echar al agua?
No. Ah, mames, güey. Dice que hace cosas que ni a putazos.
Por eso brinqué. ¿Y si tiene todos estos colores?
Sí, pero no están tan chidos. Hay unos que sí cambian bien. Es que si lo dejas en un solo color no se ve chido. Si le pones el fade que hago yo, que para que cambie de color, pues sí se ve bien, güey, porque no está mucho tiempo prendido en ese color.
Uh-huh. Pues mira que ya estamos viendo que en cuestión de luz, conviene más grabar hasta ahora.
Entre 6 y 7.
5 o 6.
Es que es muy temprano, conviene grabar afuera. Y
exteriores, que llaman.
O sea, no en el interior, pues
sí. Lo opuesto al interior.
No adentro.
Sobre
afuera.
Todo si es el tuyo, que es todo negro.
Afuera, pues. Qué chistosito.
Pinche doble de acción de Jack Sparrow.
A Jack Sparrow le pagan mil veces más que a mí. Aparte, ese güey no tenía la barba completa, nada más tenía aquí el...
Nada más tenía el pintacho, y creo que ni era de él.
Creo que nada más tenía... No, así se le hace el... Porque ese güey lo he visto en entrevistas, y sí se... No, creo que nada más le crece aquí.
Pero así de la... O sea, mira, güey, yo tres años.
No, o sea, le crece como a mí, güey. Le crece la barbita aquí, el bigotín, y esta madre, y ya, no se le pasa.
Pero eso es a lo que yo voy, lo que tenía él aquí con todas sus pepas y sus
¿ah, esas tres?
Sus dijes y eso,
creo
eso
que
era
sí.
Pegado.
O sea, creo que hay unas que eran extensiones,
y,
pero...
Y yo, o sea, llevo, ¿cuánto tengo yo con eso? Como 3 años, 4 años. Y ahí va, apenas.
No hay banda que le crecen chinguiza, güey, también. Ese güey es más gente blanca igual y sí, pero que esos vatos les crece la barba en putiza, güey. A esa banda sí les crecen chinguiza la barba, güey. A latino no, porque se supone que no tenemos nosotros Al Catatumbo de ahí, Cana, no le salía barba. Es pura descendencia española.
Ya, supéralo. Ya, supéralo. Ya fue. No le pediste el número, empezando por ahí.
No tener celular, güey. ¿Me va a mandar qué señales de humo?
Bueno, algo. Si hubiera sido, entonces se lo hubieras dicho en alguno de esos rastrojales. Aquí, mija, ya fue.
¿Cuál será su nombre de indígena? Porque seguramente no se llama María, no sé qué. O sea, su nombre indígena es algo así como...
¿Panequita Corredora?
Cóndor Violado, no mames. Ah, no, ese es el tío, es cierto. Ese es el Cóndor
Violado. Ah, el tío era tío torturado, era Cóndor torturado.
No, ese entonces ha de ser...
O podría ser, no sé, tipo perro que escuchaba Bad Bunny, alguna cosa así.
Perro atropellado. Tío de Cóndor Violado.
Puta, tocada esa es más grande la tronera por la que te van a tragar al infierno, que no acá.
Los blancos no vamos al infierno, es para negros. Negros, prietos, indios, güey. Yo ya me gané el cielo. Me falta poquito, güey. Estuve a dos de valer madre. Estuve muy poquito a dos. Porque todavía no soy blanco, soy, de nuevo, a como me lo dijeron una vez en migración aquí, olivo, güey. ¿Qué vergas es eso, güey?
El olivo es verde.
Y luego otro güey me dijo apiñonado. Y yo, chinga, apiñonado. Te fui tu piñón. Otro compa dijo almendra.
O sea, que te metes piñones y almendras por el culo, ¿o qué?
No sé yo de dónde vienen esos putos. Un güey me dijo mediterráneo una vez. Dije, ¡ah, su puta madre!
No, no.
Ni que fuera
pinche. Esas son pendejadas. Ya son pendejadas. Mira, si nos vamos a la película 300, te creo más que eres uno de los indios que cargaba.
Ah, esos güeyes no
que son. Que cargaba al pendejo.
Esos güeyes no son. ¿Persa, cabrón?
Esa madre.
Sí, parezco más árabe. Sí, parezco más árabe. Eso ya lo sabemos básico, güey. Si me dejo esta madre y me dejo la de Yala, güey, sin pedo, parezco pinche Alibaba, güey. Ya te está haciendo efecto el café. ¡Órale, culero! Cuando lo lleves a la mitad.
Ah, su.
Ya, tarda pues. 15 minutos en hacer el efecto a la cafeína.
Era como 20. Bueno, X.
Tengo entendido que son 15. Bueno, obviamente también, güey, pues, hay uno que otro hace una diferencia dependiendo tu metabolismo. Uh-huh. Pero, pues, güey, a veces una
mira diferencia. Mira, a mí como que se me dispara la piel, por eso.
Pero, güey, es una diferencia metabólica muy baja. O sea, cuando te dicen como, es que depende de mi metabolismo. Sí, cabrón, pero nunca es una dependencia de como los que
dos
te dicen,
horas, tres lo, horas.
No, el vato que te dice, no, güey, es que yo bajo de peso en chinga, güey.
No, mi pero metabolismo. Hay unos que sí, güey.
Sí, güey, pero no bajas pinches 3 kilos en una semana por metabolismo. Lo único que sucede es que quemas grasa más rápido. Pero nunca vas a llegar al nivel en que, sí, güey, me voy a tragar 3 pasteles, cabrón, y al otro día voy a andar bien. No al otro día, güey, te va a tardar mínimo semana y media, una madre así. O sea, el metabolismo sí cambia, pero tampoco es una pinche multiplicador. Pues si no es un videojuego, cabrón, es un pinche multiplicador de experiencia.
Como la cámara de Goku. Podrías meter esa
la hiperbólica del tiempo.
Esa madre.
Ese evento, esa sería la mejor pendejada del mundo. No mames. Me encerraría yo ahí un día, porque un día es un año, según eso. Me encerraría ahí un año.
Sí, un día allá. ¡Ah! Un día aquí es un año allá.
Mamá, sí me metería ahí nada más para entrenar.
Pero eso es algo que nunca entendí. Se pasaban meses allá, pero. Pasaba el año, pero no envejecían.
Porque supone que no les afecta la... Eso era lo de la hiperbólica del tiempo. Que podían extender el tiempo, pero no a ellos, sino
no
al
no
tiempo.
No los afectaba en cuanto a la vejez. Porque si no, ¿qué mamá? Te quedas dormido y ya pasa. Pero qué huevo un año.
Un solo año entre... Güey, si le dieras a un vato normal un año sin tener que trabajar con todo lo... O sea, porque esos güeyes tenían toda la comida, entonces... Un año, güey, para poder entrenar, hacer lo que quiera, sin pedo se pone...
No, sí, no te lo voy a negar, sale Goku. O sea, sale Goku, punto. Pero qué hueva.
Es lo que han dicho, güey. Es que las celebridades, ¿cómo tienen tiempo? Pues porque no tienen que hacer otra cosa, güey. Viven del físico. Pues obviamente tienen mil y un días para ponerse mameyes y chingón.
Y tienen el dinero para no estar teniendo que comprar pendejadas.
Sí, güey. Es como los que hacen, pues, los que hacen seguridad en antros es igual, güey. Están mamados porque, pues, güey, de eso viven, de verse mamados. Pero si haces seguridad de salud como yo, güey, vale verga cómo te ves. O sea, no estás haciendo seguridad bien. Que es lo que nos dijeron a nosotros. Como nos van a empezar a volver a pagar el gimnasio cuando volvamos a hacer seguridad pesada.
Pero, tipo, ¿qué o qué?
Seguridad igual de noche, güey, de caminar alrededor de edificios, mamás, así. Sí, yo espero que ya abran la del otra pronto para ya poder ir a entrenar. ¿Vas a refilear tu café o obviamente, vas a querer un HB? Cuando lo refiles, empecemos.
A salir. Pero déjala caer. Oh, man, déjala caer. Cállate,
ya me pasó una vez que se rompió la luna del café. Me emputé de una manera.
Tener que salir a comprar. Eso es lo
que es, que no las, güey. No son estandarizadas estas mamadas.
No.
Solo las de restaurante, las cuando compras las enormes que tienes como cuatro. Como las que teníamos en el.
¿Dónde les siguen?
Sí, ahí sí, güey, pero porque son de máquina. Pero
pues mira, según yo, cuando fui y compré mi maquinita, ahí decía al ladito, jarra para cafetera universal.
Tiene que ser una, pero es que, exacto, güey, dice universal dependiendo la marca, porque esta es una marca que también nunca en mi vida había escuchado, Badum.
Pues la verdad es que sí es cierto que sí he notado que esta es como más estrecha y más alta, más hacia arriba, porque la mía no es tan alta, es más chaparrita.
Una amiga puso una foto de su mascota y le puse, se ve delicioso.
¿Y qué era?
No sé ni qué era. No, dije, un animal. Comida. Ñom, 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 ñom. Y me valió verla.
¿Y que era china o qué?
No.
Ah, porque si fuera china hasta te dice así.
Igual y hasta me daba una receta. Ajá. Uh-huh. Muy bien, carnal. Ya está hecho ese pedo, ya me están haciendo el otro. Ok, va.
¡Te manitean, Tri! ¡Yes, paper!
So, Latin Night. You do remember Latin Night, don't you?
¿Las qué? Las what? Las what? What?
The Latin Nights we used to go dancing, you stupid
shit. Latin, okay, Latin Nights, yes.
Salsa Night, yes. Whatever you want to call dancing it now. Nights. Please give me Papers Night. those nights.
Documents. Uh-huh.
I'm honestly thinking that by the end of COVID, not even the end, by the end of all the curfew and all that shit in Quebec, uh-huh, it's gonna be one of the most like prevalent spots.
I think a lot of people, that's going to explode as well. Yeah, it's going to be up,
and that's gonna be fucking hell for us Latins. And
we're gonna be back in.
No, the whites are gonna gentrify our fun.
Why does it has to be always bad with you? Why? That's my main question. Why?
Salsa nights.
I miss dancing.
Yes, I miss dancing too, but I miss dancing with my own. No, I don't miss dancing with my own, honestly. I miss dancing in general. I miss having salsa nights. But the thing is that there is a ratio, like in a salsa. Like when you make a salsa, like a spicy salsa, no, you don't put 50% tomatoes, 50% peppers, because then that's just, you know, rectum pain. What you want is to be flavor. Like. So you see, you put flavor, so you put less peppers and more tomatoes. So if you apply the same salsa nights, the same with the whites and us with papers. Uh-huh. Well, more like the ones with papers and us. So you gotta have a bigger amount of people that are, you know, Latin. Mm-hmm. And a less amount of people that are Latin, so it's still good. Because
yeah,
if not, it's just weird. And I'm not saying
it's not a Latin night if you don't have more Latins than other.
Exactly. Groups. Then it's just, you know, a museum or something.
Yeah, it's like an exposition.
It's like an exposition, it's not that it's bad. I'm cool with it. It makes sense, but it's not the same thing.
It's not the same.
It's not the same thing, and I think we need to stop them from coming to us.
Then who's going to pay for the shit, man?
Yeah, that's true.
No. I mean, half of the goal of being going to Salsa Night is meeting the other team. so you can grab the fucking papers.
If you don't let
the other team go to play, you don't get papers.
I understand it is an audition for us to get either a wife or husband that will give us a legal status. I do understand that. But the thing is that it's not only that, it's a ceremony. It's a thing. It's Salsa Night is your pause from your immigrant life.
That's true. The thing. That's absolutely true.
It's a moment where you get to see.
Yeah, it's a turn up the immigrant button.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is that it's like a tradition. How does it work? Okay, we're both working, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say we finish at night. Mm-hmm. Okay, we finish at night. Without me, there's no fucking script, but after you finish working, after we finish working at 9, and I tell you there's a Latin night, what would you do?
If we're going to a Latin night, we finish our shift, go home, take a quick shower, get nicely dressed, and then we go to someone's to start drinking.
There you go.
That's law in... At least in Colombia, that's
pre-game. That's Latin pre-game.
Warm up, yeah. Drinking warm up.
Exactly. And again, you can't do that when you're going with Canadians or with Quebecers because
it's weird for them. Yeah,
it's weird, but they also get too drunk because we start pre-games with bottles. We start pre-games with shots. We start pre-games with cocktails. It's basically already a party in itself.
It's already a party itself. Yes.
And it can take like what, 2 hours, maybe something like that.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They get drunk before we actually go dancing.
That's the main point.
And again, it's hilarious. It's fucking... I love when they do that. But, you know, sometimes you don't want to laugh. Sometimes you actually want to have fun. But these motherfuckers don't know that, and they keep on coming.
That's what you have to teach them.
And the pregame, the precopeo, or however you want to call it, it's law. You can't go out without having pregame. It's
natural. It's something that must be done. It's like you wear your underwear before putting your pants on.
Exactly. And again, and that's a Latin thing. It doesn't matter if you're going to go to a salsa night or to your friend's wedding or whatever. You always start drinking before. I've been to weddings that are at 10 in the morning and I start drinking at 8 with my mates in their home because we know we're going to go to the wedding later.
But that's an exception because their drinks must be free.
They are, but we still do it. But that's the thing. It's tradition.
That's just weird. That's just like...
No, because it's tradition. You wanna get there. And you want to be already a little bit, you know, in the mood.
Yes.
You want to be party full, let's say. Because the thing is that... Okay. Think about it like this. Remember, you see
maybe
the cues.
To get him drunk before the wedding, that I will understand.
Well, yeah. You also want the groom not to escape. So
yeah,
you want him
like
to be slow.
To knock him up a little bit so he goes easier. Like cows go to the slaughterhouse, you like.
Well, yeah, you want them to be ready. And also, I mean, I'm guessing the ladies do the same for the girls so that she doesn't get to go like, Jesus, what have I done?
Do they?
Dude. Of course they do. 100%.
Maybe.
100%.
I don't know.
But my point is that these places are going to be full of people now. And they're going to take away the thing. Okay, I guess that the precopeo no, because that requires an invitation. We don't invite them to the precopeo, and that's cool. But then we go to the party, okay? So now we are in the queue, right? And we get in. But let's be honest, the groups that get in to salsa night first, normally, it's just guys. It's just like, you know, it's just lads. We're in a group of mates. Mm-hmm. All the guys that we finish working, all mm-hmm. the immigrants. There's maybe 2 or 3 ladies. And then we go in. And that's
yes.
that. But how does it work here in Quebec? It's more like the group of people that has the more ladies.
I personally love.
Yes, it's a great thing. But again, this is Latin night. I don't care. I just want to go in, listen to my music, dance, and have fun. I don't care how many bitches go in.
And how are you going to dance if there are no bitches there?
Literally, I'm okay if there's 3. Because we can... You never knew how to share your toys. You can just go... No, and I don't say it as a bad thing,
but the
because
thing is,
I've been, okay.
When you share your toys, they get drooled by other people, and then you have to keep that toy again. It's all drooled up and musty,
How many times when we arrived in Quebec, salsa nights were not a big thing, yes or no?
Yeah.
And how many times were we passed around that we got shared
yeah,
a lot?
After they were already there.
Yeah, but my point is that with the dancing, I'm saying like I can share with like okay, I can dance with the same girl all night. I'm fine.
Yeah, yeah. No,
because that's what happened with us.
Yeah, actually, I remember one of the downsides of having an actual girlfriend is that mostly you dance with her. So it's not as fun when you go to...
Yeah, because that's the night you want to dance with a lot of different partners because it's fun.
Especially here in Quebec. You know,
it is.
Outside from our
country. But my point is that, you know, when we used to do that, when we just arrived in 2013 and stuff like that, remember how there was a point where we couldn't even fucking sit down? Because they were...
Because they were constantly coming at us to ask us out. That's fucking... I love that.
Okay, you do. I don't. I also want a drink. I want to sit down for a moment. I order a drink. It's getting warm.
We come
warm.
Here to be kings, and you get treated like a king, and then you don't like
how
it.
How is it just dancing all the time without me having a moment to like have a little drink?
Just like your workout, man. You just grab quick sip and keep going.
If I wanted to work out, I'd go to the gym. There's a place and a time. This is a land night. I wanna feel like it. I wanna feel like I don't have human rights anymore. That's the point. I wanna go back to the third world for 15 fucking minutes in peace, drink, and have a moment to myself.
Okay,
that's the whole thing.
So what would be the right way it should go?
Okay, that's my point. My fear.
Complain, my dear
my friend. My fear is that now that there's gonna be a lot of people trying to get in this thing.
Yeah, because that's what's going to happen. They're not
gonna fucking let us in at some point. We're gonna have to be friends with the DJ. Okay, yes, we're already friends with the DJs. I get it. And the bouncers, most of them, they know us. And most of the guys that own these places know us. But we're also Latins. We don't arrive to the party when it starts. We arrive at it at 11, 12, something like that. And here in Quebec, shit ends at 2 or 3.
Yes, that's shitty. That's a shitty.
And people here, when do they arrive? 10. 10, 11. When we're still in the
pregame. We're starting our precopeo, and they already there making the plans grabbing drinks and stuff. Yeah, that's the downside here.
And that's the thing. Because now we're gonna go into the Latin clubs. There's gonna be the bouncer. He's gonna smell the alcohol. And he's gonna go like, "Nah, you're already drunk. Get the fuck out."
That happens here.
Yes, because sometimes if you smell a lot of alcohol, they go like, "No, you look drunk. You're not gonna come in." And it's gonna be already full of people because COVID and all that shit. So that's gonna be a problem that I see. And that's not even that. It's just the fact that it's gonna be a little weird because I've never had to fucking fight my way inside a club because.
Yeah,
we had choices.
Yeah, we had choices.
But now we have two places that do salsa night. There's two places in all of Quebec.
Let's open up one, a third.
And they're both in the same street, which is a good thing. But at the same time, if we don't get it, that's fucked. Because they're not also in the same day now. One of them is Friday, one of them is Saturday. So we're kind of fucked.
Oh, shit.
Exactly, that's my point. So
didn't know that. You know, you have to explain this shit to me before we start recording the thing.
No, I don't. You just pay attention. My point is...
Okay.
These whites are taking our jobs. And I am not okay with it.
They're not taking our jobs. They're taking our fucking culture. That's different. I mean, jobs, you get paid for it.
I mean, but the culture thing, because... Yeah, I get it. Maybe that's true. But let me finish my point. Okay, we go in, right? Okay,
We're already in.
We want to dance, and there's a lot of choices now because, you know, women or whatever.
Yeah.
But this is my problem,
whatever,
too.
Okay.
Most of the people that go there, or used to go there, these were people that were taking salsa, salsa classes. So this motherfucker thinks that this is like Dancing with the Stars. It's fucking not.
That would be point number three, like...
No. It's part of the same, because we're going timeline. But the point is, okay, you go in. This motherfucker thinks it's Dancing with the Stars. And you just want to have a fun... You just want to dance
dance
at home.
You want to have fun. You want to communicate with your partner.
Yes.
Just have fun and enjoy. And if you step on her toes, they say, okay, sorry. And you move on.
And maybe sleep with them. But the point is, now they want
maybe.
You...
Maybe. Excuse me. That's one... Like,
I have this face. In my case, it's more of a please. Please. I don't want to have to touch myself again.
Okay.
But my point being, they want you to throw them in the air. They want you to do like this fucking like face.
Like all these weird twists.
I love doing that. I actually enjoy doing that. But I enjoy doing it in the fun way. I like enjoying it when I'm dancing. Not as in a fucking competition
in a choreography,
I don't like when I'm dancing with a girl and then she turns and goes like, "Now you're gonna do this." No, this isn't a fucking rehearsal.
You can actually see them in their face. They're not enjoying dancing because they're counting the steps in the head.
Because they're dancing like this.
Yeah. Yeah, like, okay, then she moved left, so I have to go sideways, and then right, and then here, and it's not fun anymore.
Yes, and...
I mean, that's what I perceive when I look at their faces, they're like...
Yes.
They're just like, you remember when you were on your PA exam?
Yeah.
And your teacher, yeah, you go up, so it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's literally the same as P. It's exactly the same as P. And the point, again, is the lady tells you what to do at some point. I don't have a problem with that. With her, like, having an opinion or whatever. But I don't like it when it's a choreography. And I don't like it because then, again, she's just dancing like this.
Yes.
And that's not fun. There's nothing. And then, I can use my trademark copyright steps. I can go ahead and go Pasito del Messier in the middle of that. That's a trademark step, by the way. El Pasito del Messier, it's a trademark, 100%. Esteban original. That's El Pasito del Messier. It's a thing, but it's a thing that has gotten me laid multiple times. El Pasito del Messier knows what.
How many girls have you had because of the El Pasito
one.
Del Messier?
And that's more than I know.
In how many years?
Multiple.
Five, six.
I am quite old, but that's not the point. Look, I want to believe that multiple of the ladies...
Uh-huh.
Actually, I would believe that most of the ladies that have slept with me after dancing have done it because of the Pasito del Messier. My only reason being, they probably didn't do it because of this. And they probably didn't do it because
of this.
I'll give
you that point.
Makes more sense that they did it because of the Pasito del Messier than because of the whole sad meal that I am.
Maybe it was just the alcohol.
I mean, it could have been charity at that point, or it could have been... Wow. Her going like, of course, like, I'm not racist. I'm going to sleep with this guy or whatever it is. But my point being, it's not fun. It takes away from the fun. And it's not only the ladies, it's the guys.
I support that. Yeah.
The guys are way worse because those guys really, really want to show up their skills against the Latin guys that we're here. And most of us, we're not bringing our A game. Again, we want to have
we
fun.
We can't. We can't because we don't understand each other.
Because we just want to dance. Have a drink and put a pause in the whole immigration thing. I don't want to have to again.
But you have to understand them a little bit.
It's a moment of peace.
Yeah, but I mean
that I miss a lot.
I mean, they pay to go to Mexico, to Colombia, to whatever place to have their fun because of our culture. Now imagine that comes here to them. It's like imagine when you're back home, like you were back home, and you saw a group of five clearly immigrant European girls in a beach.
Well, immigrant European girls would be a far fucking stretch. Let's go with a tourist girl.
Okay, a tourist girl. Yeah, okay. Like five, one of each. One, a blonde, a brunette, a redhead.
What are these fucking Pokemon?
I don't know. Just to have a choice, you know.
Okay, I picked Squirtle, of course. Squirtle is the best. You pick Charmander, you're a fucking moron.
Pikachu.
Pikachu's not even an option!
That's a blonde one, stupid
one. Okay, whatever. You have Pikachu, you have all the other goddamn European Pokemon.
I mean, I just understand the thing. I mean, you get excited of having that there without having to ask for a visa.
Okay,
you know? Having the chance to hit on a girl like that without having to request for paperwork. It's the same thing here.
Okay. My counter argument being...
Okay.
So are we catering to the poor people from here now? Because they can't go to Mexico or Colombia?
No.
Because then... It makes...
Understand.
No,
I mean,
because then it
part
makes...
of the party is here for them.
Then
it's
why
like,
are we...
Oh, yeah, it's here.
Then why are we being nice to them if they're poor? Look, I want to get papers, but I don't want to get papers with a dishwasher. I want to get papers with someone that has a company.
Why not? Why not? I mean, papers are papers.
Yeah, but then lifestyle comes in too.
Yes. You split shit by half expenses.
Yeah, the half of zeros is still fucking zero. Well done, genius. Oh yeah, but you wanted to be positive about shit. Yeah, love is love. Loving ain't love. Look, my girlfriend, obviously, it's okay with me being poor. But I'm not okay with her being poor. She was supposed to have money. She's white. And then, surprise, she does
still,
it.
Still, imagine, who has better chance of becoming rich, she or you?
Probably me.
Really?
Crime.
Really?
Crime is way more profitable.
Why do you have to take the dark side of the time? I mean, just work hard, earn your money, pay your taxes, do your shit, be a responsible human being.
I'm already doing all of
that. That much you ask?
I'm already doing all of that.
Yes.
And it's dumb. I can understand why people go to crime. It makes a lot of sense. It makes so much sense. Dude, you don't need a fucking social security number to commit a crime.
No.
There we go.
Your point being?
My point being, kids don't do crime. Obviously.
Please.
Because, whatever.
Please, YouTube does not close this channel because of this stupid guy.
My point being, that is one of the things that I hate. But there is something that I hate more than this, that, you know, the Canadian or Quebecer natives coming. And my third, the one that bothers me more, is the Colombian or Mexican cosplayers. Those ones annoy me. What is a Mexican Colombian cosplayer? Is whoever believes himself or herself to be Latin for no other reason than because they like it or because they say they have heritage. And their heritage is
look, my grandfather was.
Yeah, if you're second, third, fourth generation Mexican Colombian, that's great, mate. That's awesome because that means that we did it. That we're conquering them one fuck at a time. But the thing is, my problem here being is, they'll come in the Latin club and then just tell me, "Oh, I'm Mexican." Then I start speaking Mexican to you. And you don't speak Mexican. You don't even speak Spanish to begin with. And then you go, no, my parents are Mexican. And go, okay, then that's fine, mate. And it's not because you don't speak the language. It's the whole thing that, why did you say you're Mexican? You can say, my heritage is Mexican. And that's completely accurate. Also, that's legally accurate. Because your passport don't say Mexican, mate. Your passport says Canadian.
If
you're getting angry right now, going like, no, I'm a real Mexican, my heritage and whatever. Okay, here's my argument. My aunt is English. She's British. I can fucking go to Europe and go, oh no, but I'm British. My aunt is British. Therefore, I'm British. Let me in. Let me get all these services. I don't need to immigrate. I'm British. No, they're going to go like, no, take your fucking Mexican passport, put it up your ass, and go back to your third world country. That's how it works. My passport is the equivalent of a fucking, I don't know what it is. You know, it's like a fucking,
what?
It's like a table cap. You put it under your cup, whatever. My point is that it doesn't work as a passport.
Yeah.
Want it or not, but your passport matters. I'm not telling you not to identify, that's cool, that's whatever. But why do you always have to cosplay as fucking gangsters or narcos or cholos? That's my problem.
That
is my thing.
I mean, there's so much more to our countries than all that shit from Netflix and the movies.
And that's my point.
Why do you keep doing this?
I don't know. But that's my point. Those are the ones that piss me off. Those are the ones that I don't want you saying you're Mexican because you're just cosplaying a fucking narco. You're not. You're Canadian, you're American, and you're cosplaying a narco. You're cosplaying a fucking criminal. That is not Mexican. That's the dumbest fucking thing you can do. That's stupid. And I know I just made a joke about crime, but that's a joke.
Yeah.
That's a joke. If you don't have the brains to understand that, that's your problem. But that is the thing that bothers me the most. Because you see them here in Quebec, they're dressed up like little fucking gangsters with their chains and whatever, and their Colombia or their Mexico shirts. You don't even speak Spanish, motherfucker, to begin with. Second, this is Quebec. That's the crime rate of Disney World. Who the fuck? What other gangs are you fighting with? The Crochet Gang from the Asylum Retreat? Motherfucker, what is wrong with you? Fucking, it pissed me off. And then you go into the club, you're buying your bottles, you're talking to the ladies, like, the ladies that are from your country, but they just so happen to be white, and they're dumb enough to believe you that you're Colombian, but you have a perfect fucking Canadian accent. And then you go like, oh yeah, I'm gonna buy you all these drinks and whatever. You see how you take away our chances to get papers? You already have them. You don't need them. Get
but
out.
Do chicks here like that kind of guys?
I don't know.
Remember, it's been so long for me that
when
I,
we used to go.
I have, I'm clueless.
Well, when it started, like the Latino fever here, or whatever you want to call
it,
2013, 2014,
yeah.
Yes. remember going to Boudoir and how many of those guys would just
leave. I don't know, I mean,
there was this Colombian, well, Colombian, again, he's not, his grandma literally is Colombian, that's the only thing. Okay. And he had like, you know, the afro, he used like 3 or 4 gold chains, and he would always leave with different lady and stuff. And you can say like, oh, it doesn't have nothing to do with it, whatever. But once I was talking to one of the girls he left with in another night, and she told me it's because he told them that he was Colombian, they were going to go to some Colombian party, whatever. And then they ended up in another, like, in one of his mates' home, like, you know, places, mm-hmm. and they just smoked weed all night. And that was there. That was the great party that they took these ladies to. And it was just like 15 other white guys and him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay,
so that's, same shit.
Exactly, that's the difference. If I'm with Ken and I'm with my mates and I tell you like, hey, you wanna keep the party with us? We're gonna go some. There's a big chance we're gonna go to someone else's place. We're gonna put more music,
more drinks.
There's gonna be
keep
more drinks.
Dancing.
There's gonna be keep dancing. There's gonna be even maybe like a shot or two, like games.
Games, even a small barbecue. One of
yeah,
us is going to cook something.
There's probably gonna be food at 3 in the morning.
We're going to cook for the people. Yeah,
there's gonna be.
That's true.
And that's my thing. That's the thing I'm saying. Like, that's the culture of, like the tradition of let's go out, like what it is.
Actually, there's a pre-copeo and a post-copeo now that we think about
that it. That is my point.
It's you, hey.
And the thing that bothers me is that you... This motherfucker... Look, I'm rooting for you. You're third, fourth generation, you're second. I'm rooting for you. Again.
You already have papers. Go the fuck away.
Yes, do the
number one.
But do... Do the best you can. I'm going to speak from the Mexican side of this. Mexicans, we take something from another country and we make it better. We took the doner kebab from Turkey and we created the tacos al pastor. Colombia has done the same. We took the canelones from Spain and made the churros, which are way better. We Latinos have, that's the thing we do. We take something and we make it better.
We make it better.
So in another country, in another land. So why the fuck would you come? Or would you, well, not, you wouldn't come. Why the
you
fuck are
come.
You born in Canada or in America
yeah.
or in Europe? And act like a fucking narco or a gangster, the pariah of society. That's just fucking dumb. And it's worse when you're coming to the land nights. When we want to have... Why do you think most of us also are not in our countries?
Because
of
we
that.
We want to get the fuck away from that.
From crime.
First point.
And you come in go talking to us like, oh, you're Colombian.
Yeah.
Oh, you probably have all that cocaine, right, mate? Also, yeah. Why do you do that? Why do you change language to the only word you know when you're speaking English to us? I'm like, oh, yeah, mate, why don't you have some... Cocaina when you like don't do that. Don't fucking and also you don't need to dance when you say that shit.
Yeah, be up to the player.
I hate when the moment that you go like, oh, you're Mexican. Hola, amigo. Don't fuck. Why are you doing this? Why are you?
That's the thing.
Stop
man.
It.
For them, it's
fucking
fun.
Stop
it's,
it. No,
it's like yeah, they're in a mood. They feel like they're in a mood.
Stop it. Just fucking stop it. It's dumb. I don't start speaking French. I take out a cigarette out of nowhere and start going like, oh, oui, monsieur, la madame, oui. I don't start speaking English and I put on Birkenstocks or some shit. No, I just speak it.
Really?
No, I don't. I don't wear Birkenstocks. I'm not white.
Okay. I was getting worried there for a while.
But my whole point, that's not the thing. That's just the thing that bothers me. But don't do that, mate. Just don't fucking do that. You can come to Latin night and,
okay.
and present
and...
culture in a...
In a
positive
good
way.
In a good way. Yeah,
take our culture,
sure.
Come dance, learn dance with us, have it.
Another thing important from that is just let them experience that we have of being friends with anybody, even if you don't know them. Like literally anyone, someone you just met. You wanna come with us, mate? Yeah, no problem. We're gonna make room for you. We have some beer for you. Anything. I mean, that's why that's the side that you should be showing up to the world.
We are always welcoming everyone.
Everyone.
Sometimes without even knowing you well, which is also kind of a
which
problem.
Which isn't wrong. Yeah, it's we're too welcoming.
Sometimes we are. Sometimes we are. But that's the point. Don't take the negative
like
shit.
If you're gonna show something, you show the good part, just or not just.
You cannot show the good part and shut up. They just don't.
Yeah. Then just don't show anything.
And it's fine.
Maybe.
I mean, I know we are in the age where it's cool to have some kind of heritage or something so you can feel offended or angry about anything, but we're not the same. Just, we're not in the discrimination Olympics. You're not in our delegation, mate. You're not even a fucking amateur. You're not like, okay, your heritage is Mexican or your heritage is Colombian. We already did 20 years of that shit in the country. So there's a big ass difference in how the experience goes. Don't come to me and tell me you suffered like me because you, of course you did not. I didn't even suffer that much.
Yeah, we didn't. It's not so like we're the poorest of the poor, and we.
I don't go around telling them.
Catatumbo.
Yeah, like we're not catatumbo shit. I'm not. I wasn't shot on the street.
Yeah, me neither.
So why would you try to be that? Don't be that. Be better. Or just don't be. Silence is not violence. Silence is a great option. Fucking shut up. I hate when people say silence is violence. No, silence is fucking great. Shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up. Sometimes you don't need to have a goddamn... Just fucking shut up. Don't do shit if you're gonna do it wrong. Oh, but how do you know you're doing it wrong? Bitch, you know you're doing it wrong. Okay. You're not that dumb.
Okay.
You're
anything not that stupid. Positive we can say about this?
I don't know. Alcohol is great. Fucking love it.
Yeah, well, one thing.
Oh, no, wait, no, I know something. Okay, this shit bothers me a lot. Okay, here's the thing. This happened to me. This guy's, obviously, again, very Canadian. They came in, they were in their summer, whatever, to Quebec, and they said, I want to have a couple of tequila shots with you. I said, yeah, why not? So they put the tequila shots, and I'm about to have it like we do it in Mexico. And this guy goes like, well, you don't do it like that. You put it in your hand and you're like, you're fucking explaining to me how to drink tequila. What is wrong with you? That's like if we went to a maple syrup farm and I told you, no, you're supposed to put it on the side of the tree so the maple syrup can drip perfectly and you can see the sweetness. I don't fucking know. I don't teach you how to fuck mooses. So don't teach me how to have a shot of tequila. That's not how it works. Because if you're buying me a drink, let me drink it however I want to drink it.
You done?
Leave me in peace.
Are you done?
Yeah. Positive.
Alcohol is good.
Alcohol is great. We already said that. Yeah. It's not good, it's great. And in a way, I am happy that it's going to be a little bit more popular. It's going to be great. In the sense that a lot of people are gonna be exposed to our culture, exposed to what it is. And honestly, I can say that there's a lot of positives from this. One of the best DJs in Quebec, Tariq, he's Moroccan, but he fucking plays that music like his life.
That's something I don't understand, man. When I'm Moroccan from Morocco.
Normally, yeah.
Normally you would say.
They happen to
be Moroccan. Being one of the best players of Latin music here.
He is.
That's one of the beauties that I find from Canada. It's like you can't find so many twisted patterns that you wouldn't think of.
But see, that's my point. My mate, he embraced the positive. He embraced the positive of the culture.
I always tell you to do so.
And he did good. Oh, fuck off. I tried. I really tried. I went to therapy once. I got bored at 15 minutes, and I said, I prefer to die from a heart attack at 50. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Sounds way more appealing.
Okay, so you were saying Tariq, one of the...
Tariq is one of them. Another one, my girl from Serbia del Barrio. It's a Spanish channel. If you want to learn Spanish, this is a great place to go. Not because she does Spanish lessons, but because she's great. She's from Serbia. She's Islam. And... she lived in Mexico for a while, and she does a lot of content about Mexican culture while she speaks Spanish in a Mexican way. She knows a lot about our culture, and she does it perfectly. My point being, she embraces the culture. She feels herself Mexican, and I have no agenda or problem with it because she's showing the positive things. However, if she would have been Serbia del Barrio doing something negative about it, then I would have a problem. I would probably tell her, like, stop. But she's actually doing things that contribute to my country being... you know, seen as a positive place it is.
Actually, if correct me if I'm wrong, I would deduce that she would do more than Mexicans do for Mexico.
She is doing, yeah, that's
a... that happens with a guy, if I'm not wrong, a German guy that went to Colombia just, you know, for tourist purposes, one backpacking one day, and he just fell in love, he got the residency, and then he got
citizenship.
The citizenship, yeah, thanks. And he goes like to the poorest of the poorest places to document, to go with the people, to know the people, to reach himself with the circumstances of them. And then, you know, like those classes, English classes or cooks or whatever, which is more than many of us do for those communities.
Yeah, again,
so that's you know, like
the positive, embracing the positive of the culture and showing it off to the world.
And that is a very Latin thing we have, that we don't really push each other, we don't really help our own countries, we don't really do that. We try our best. I mean, I say we, but honestly, I don't refer to any of both of us, because we actually have been doing a lot of positive culture things.
We try, yeah.
And we try the best we can, and we still do it. But I still say we, because there is a large majority of Latins that don't, and that is in itself wrong, and honestly, that actually contributes to the some of the immigrants that come here. They find this they find these cosplayers, and because they are Mexican, you know, they integrate them in their crew so they feel accepted or whatever, and then they start acting like the gangsters they're not, the gangsters they're running away from.
Yeah,
and it gets worse, and it gets even worse. Or you go the other way around. You come into a country, and then you pretend you were never Colombian or Mexican. You don't know Spanish. You're 100% Canadian.
You're from someone else.
And that's even fucking worse. That's just like...
That's even lame. That's more lame than anything.
Fucking tough. Like, there's a woman that works where I am. She's from El Salvador. She's a nurse, and when she, you know, she knows I'm Mexican. We've spoken. And when she has to do her registry in the entry, she always speaks to me in French, or she makes it, and I always answer to her in Spanish. Mm-hmm. And
she understands.
She's very
you
older, and, yes. And she's very much older than me. And I don't believe this bullshit of like, oh, it's because you only speak this language for a while, you forget it. That's bullshit. Because this woman told me when we were talking
cannot forget a language at 40, 50 years old.
Yes, that's my point. Into Quebec when she was 30.
Unless you hit your head or something, like...
She moved into Quebec when she was 30. She's been here only 15 years. She's 45. There's no fucking way you forgot your language. And there's no fucking way either that you just magically don't. You know, if you're going to be a cunt, at least embrace it. Then straight up tell me. I don't want to speak to you in Spanish.
Or maybe just, you know, the company politics, you know, you have to speak in French so that they can keep a record if there's a microphone or something. That's... Understandable.
Which is 100% illegal, by the way.
But
that's happening.
I mean, if you're just trying to get away with it, I mean, just at least invent some story that's more believable.
But again, that's bullshit.
It's your point. That's lame.
I stick to my point. If you're gonna be a cunt, just straight up be a cunt. There's no problem with being a fucking cunt. Just straight up come and tell me I don't want to speak to you in Spanish, or I just don't want to speak Spanish at all.
Yeah.
Fine. But then she had a conversation with me in Spanish totally. Until we found out that we didn't have the same kind of, like, you know, views on life. Mm-hmm. But very, very small things that we just didn't agree. And then she just decides that now she doesn't know me, or she doesn't want to speak to me in the language. Again, a very Latin thing to do, but very fucking wrong. Because there's no way you forgot it. There's no way you just speak that. Don't fucking do that. And a lot of Mexicans, I'll speak for the Mexicans because I don't know the other list, but a lot of Mexicans fucking do this. And it annoys me a lot. Again, if you want to be a very nice person in the world, you want to volunteer, that's great. But if you also want to be a cunt, then fucking commit to it. Just commit to it. Be a cunt. Be 100% a cunt. Or just be a 100% a nice person. I don't know. That's the only thing. I don't like absolutes. I don't like absolutes in life. But when it comes to that is specific point, that's the only one I do. When you're Mexican, you go somewhere else, either be nice or be a fucking cunt.
Be a fucking cunt.
That's... Because then it's easier for me to just, you know, distinguish you and know who I'm talking to.
Yeah, so stop wasting time and resources and try to understand and try to be nice with somebody that doesn't want you to be nice to you.
Don't waste my time. It is technically wrong, because then you're going to give a bad... I would say, or more like people would tell me, let's say, like, oh, but Esteban, that proves wrong what you were saying about, you know, being Mexican and making things better or whatever. Not really, because she's trying to forget her heritage so she feels more from here. So... Actually, she's gonna be very received by society here, because she's not speaking Spanish anymore. She's only speaking her language. She's only doing things from this culture. So technically, she's not fucking hitting anyone. If anything, she's just upping the standards for people like us that we want to be accepted, but I don't want to adapt. I don't want to do like what with adapt is more like, you know, if I don't want to do that, you either live in the reservation or you get killed. I don't want to do that shit, because it feels like that at some point. It feels like, you know, commit to the country 100% or reservation with you, boy. Go back to the farm or whatever the hell you come from. And that shit is what they do. They make everyone believe that, okay, the immigrant came in, he's just gonna, you know, he's gonna assimilate. That's the word I was trying. We're gonna, he's gonna assimilate instantly, and now he's gonna be a Canadian, and you know.
It's never that way.
You never. I would like to say it's never that way, but I've seen a lot of examples, especially in Montreal, for Mexicans that just magically they don't speak no more.
It's never really that. Like they actually forgot, or they actually. It's just bullshit.
I'm saying forgot, you know, with quotes, because it's lying. It's again, BS. You're just being a cunt. You're just not committing to it.
Mm-hmm. Like that passive aggressive thing from here.
Yeah,
you should do, but if you don't, then you have trouble. It's like, just tell me you die. I have to. Shut the
fuck up. Again, I feel it.
You see, all that negativity shit is starting to get to me.
And my point is that
try to be more open, more.
The only thing that makes me happy and makes me my pause is having my salsa night, so I can have my pause from all of this bullshit, talk to my people. And get a moment in which I'm the one paying the white guy to serve me. It's my moment of peace.
Okay, I can understand.
And it's my moment where I get to dance.
Okay, that I can understand.
And it's my moment where I can get to impress maybe a couple ladies, a couple guys. I don't know, whatever you're into.
Go back to the
good for you.
Your own sorrow.
It's my happy moment. Why you have to take it away from me? Why you gotta? Because once they're there, my brain goes straight up to this. Because I am angry 24/7, so it just fucking pisses me off. And the worst thing is that not even alcohol helps. At that point, I'm just pissed.
Yeah, I mean, you have to at least take what? 4 beers for alcohol to help?
Yeah, 4 beers don't do nothing to me.
2 shots? Double two doubles?
I made my liver such a. Such an expensive bitch that at this point that my liver only gets drunk if I give him expensive alcohol. Not even strong. At this point, it's just expensive. I've seen it because I had 6 shots of Smirnoff and nothing happened. But then I had 6 shots of the absolute tamarind vodka and then it decided to get drunk. So it's a very classy
little
shit that I have.
Your liver just became a hushy?
Basically. In the body of the gay pirate that I am, my liver is the... I can't have that because I have an allergy to it. It's fuck you, mate. Come on. If I could, then again, I wouldn't change my liver for nothing because it's super powerful.
You grew up like drinking agua panela and stuff like that, and then all of a sudden it's like, I can't drink that shit.
Well, according to people here, I grew up without drinking any water because there was no water in my village. I had to walk 4 hours in the snow, fight a tiger and 2 bears to get a glass of muddy water. That's my fault because I used to make the joke of like, oh, I came into Canada with a pair of pants, $25 in the dream,
running away.
But I didn't say nothing apart from that. But then from there, people thought that I was like literally that was the only thing.
That's your fault, man. I mean, we hear stories from here.
No, it was clearly a joke, and this. I have a mate that to this day I have proven to him that it's not true that I came in trying to learn French and all that. He doesn't believe me to this day. He keeps on telling me, it's okay if you were poor, mate. You can embrace the poor. You're with friends. It's okay. No, I was telling a joke. I do stand up, mate. You should know by now.
Sometimes even I believe it's not a joke.
Jesus, you met my family. It's not a joke.
That's the thing. There's so bullshit negativity with you that I cannot. I can because it's been like what 6-7 years of being.
You fucking. But glass half empty.
You say that to somebody that doesn't know you that well, they're going to believe that shit.
To this day, I'm surprised this friendship has worked.
Actually,
if you're a half full cup motherfucker. I hate you, you cunt. I hate you so much. You're the most annoying people I can find in the bar. Because sometimes I'm having a drink, a very nice, depressive drink, and some fucker has to come in and like, oh, rough day today, buddy. It's a bar. I didn't come here to talk to you.
And you're alone.
I'm alone. And I'm literally looking at the bar like this. I have my cup, I have this, and the only person I want to talk is to the bartender.
Something I missed, that cigar bar from Grand Alley.
That one was great. That was great. You could smoke,
drink, and it was just below a disco, so you could just check the inventory as it was going up. It was hilarious.
I tell you what, though, I think COVID has made people dumber. Yeah, it has made people way dumber than they were supposed to.
COVID?
Yes. Because people go around telling like, oh, people have lost their social skills because of they were trapped at home for like a fucking year or whatever. Okay, first of all, you were not trapped at home, mate. You were quarantined. Second, no, you didn't lose your social skills because you still know how to talk. You still know that you're supposed to shit and piss in a bathroom. And you're not stabbing motherfuckers outside in the street. So you still have your social skills.
Yes.
Yeah, what has done is that your stupidity has surfaced. And that's what's happened. Because, okay.
It has flourished.
Yes.
Yeah. I agree with that.
And this is my example. Again, this happened to me in the bus. I'm on the bus. I have my earphones, right? You know, I'm listening to my music. And this lady looks at me, starts talking. I have headphones. So I go, okay, what? Like, I took out my headphones because I thought maybe she's asking a question or whatever. And she goes, the sun is out. What nice weather we have today. What kind of fucking conversation jail is that? What am I supposed to say to that? That's a fucking fact. That's not a
question.
How
old was she?
I don't know. Between 40 and death, I'm guessing. But 40, you're not old. 40, you're not old. But my point is, why are you, like, I understand you miss social contact, but why are you talking to me? I obviously don't look like someone approachable. That's what. Again, what social, what conversation person is this? You're not asking me a question. You're just telling me a fact. That's like when little kids come around to you in the supermarket and go like, I like turtles. Great. What am I supposed to say to that? We live in the same planet, lady. I feel the sun just as you. I know it's outside. I feel the warmth. Dude. There's no fucking point in you telling me this. You know who tells me what when the weather is nice? My phone. My phone has the weather channel. If I want to know the weather, I ask my phone. I don't ask a lady on the bus. Or I don't just go, hey phone, what a nice weather we have, right? No, because even if I have Siri, even Siri would go, are you going nuts? Should I call an ambulance? No, it's bullshit. You don't talk to me on the bus. It's not a socially acceptable place for me to talk. It's the bus. The only moment you talk with someone on the bus is because there's going to be a robbery or a terrorist attack. Only way. It's fucking...
You done?
No. People are getting dumber because of COVID. Why are you talking to me? Don't be dumb. Keep it to yourself. Go talk to your family.
Baby. Do you think people drink Corona because it's a good beer?
They drink it because they want to feel Mexican or some shit.
Because they have no fucking choice.
Oh, come on. Here they have a lot of choices.
Okay. So there was more people with you in the bus.
Yes, there was a lot of people with me.
Okay.
There was very, very much a lot of more people.
Hold on. Se fue la luz.
Pero igual te ves, güey.
Sí. Pero me veo como refugiado.
Ahí está.
Ahí estoy. De vuelta. Ciudadano con papeles.
There was a lot of people in that bus. She could have talked to anyone. And I was, weird enough, now that I remember, I was the only one with headphones. Why she talked to me?
Maybe she noticed you needed the love she was trying to give you.
Oh, fuck off. I needed the love. I have enough love in my life. I don't think I need more. If anything, I need less.
Less?
Yes. I have enough love in my life.
What's less from zero?
Minus one.
Okay. And how is minus one love? Explain that concept to me.
She could have slapped me. I would have understood that a little bit better than you talking to me in a fucking bus. Because then I understand, oh, you're mental. That's fine. But now you're talking to me, now I go, oh, you're stupid.
So?
Why are you doing
so?
That? No, because it's not the only thing. I had another mate that I was walking down the street. I'm going to the supermarket. And this guy just went like, excuse me, what time it is? I am not wearing a watch. It's obvious I don't have a watch. But you know what has the time? You got your phone! And then,
does he had a phone?
Obviously he had a phone.
He had a phone?
He had a phone. The only thing is he wanted me to take out my phone to tell him the time. Because he was too lazy to do it himself. He was outsourcing getting the goddamn fucking hour.
Outsourcing
because
the time.
Maybe he saw what's immigrant looking like. And he went, I'm going to get the immigrant to tell me the time. Because why would I do it myself? I don't know. But why would you do that?
Okay, we're supposed to talk here about Latin nights. We're sorry for this.
This is why I know
delay.
This is why I know he had a phone. Because when I said, I don't know, I don't have a watch.
Thank
he
you
took
so
out his
much
phone.
For being here with us with Tevan and Tian tonight. We're sorry for this brief delay.
No, we sigo grabando porque voy a hacer varios episodios de lo que salga porque está funcionando. Tú sigue hablando.
¿Cómo?
O sea, ya hicimos el de Latin.
O sea, ya la cagamos.
No, sigue hablando. O sea,
¡correteante más 7!
Fucking dope. Anywho, porque ahorita iba a hacer como mini sketches, mini videos de 5 o 6 minutos en los que nos estamos quejando así de corona más. Sí, entonces sí, este sí, queda perfecto, no hay tanto.
Pero pues eso es lo que te digo, el pedo, ¿no? El problema de esa madre podría ir.
Se me ocurrió en el momento.
Por eso sí. No hay nada para
tú ver. Sigue, gordo, tú sigue. Porque ya agarré viento y tú también, entonces sí, está funcionando.
Sí, ya agarramos. Me hizo efecto el café.
Gracias, Dios. ¿Quieres cerveza?
Arre. Intoxícame con tu amor.
Ya al final hacemos un intro que voy a copiar para todos y ya después hacemos uno animado.
Pero puedo hacer un intro.
Ahora, lo que yo podría hacer, güey, lo que también podríamos hacer es, yo lo grabo, no lo subo esta semana, grabo los diferentes episodios, uh-huh, hacemos los intros. Y luego ya los...
Afuera, con bonito...
Como quieras, güey. Yo diría que estaría más chido que hiciéramos uno animado, para empezar.
Sí, pero ¿quién lo va a hacer?
Eso, yo tengo un compa que estoy checando lo de...
Para que no nos cueste varo, güey, porque si salimos a hacer mucho...
Pero ya me va a hacer el mío.
De tomas de, ay, sí, no sé qué...
No, pero es que yo digo uno animado, como esos que empiezan los canales de... No,
sí,
más,
yo te entiendo.
El pedo es que como yo le voy a pedir uno a mí, quiero ver si me das cuenta si hacemos dos. Y conviene para empezar a tener una marquita, un brand o lo que sea.
Pero pues entonces primero tendríamos que decirle a tu vieja que haga el...
Eso se hace...
El logo para que el güey de la animación tenga el referente.
Ella lo hace en la semana, güey, eso es lo de menos.
¿Está bien?
Lo que podríamos hacer es ponerme otra camiseta para que se vea diferente.
¿Luego, logo?
Ahorita cambiar en chinga, pero tú no traes, ¿no? Bueno, pues, ¿tú quieres large?
Sí, es un large, si no es esa mamada del
no,
slim fit, sí.
Es que soy mediano.
Es mediano. Oh, otro día que haya más luz afuera y nos hacemos algo bonito.
Así, entonces seguimos con este, pero por mí, por lo que salga, conviene, que siga.
Pásame, chingadero.
No,
tengo ya. ¡Pásame la chingadera!
No le he tomado, maldito asqueroso.
Pasa trabajos teniendo las chingaderas ahí.
Más deja entonces traer el cargador. Porque creo que lo puedo conectar de aquí para allá con esa madre con la que conectamos ahí atrás.
¿Cargador de qué?
De la computadora.
Para nosotros. ¿Ya estaba pidiendo?
No, pero va para allá. ¿Y la luz?
Pero ya, ¿qué más le vamos a hacer? Ya tenemos como 40 minutos.
Sí, güey, pero quiero sacar los videos así del siguiente tema, güey. Ok.
Tema, okay.
Traemos buen ritmo, güey. Entonces no vale la pena pararlo. Lo que quiero decir es que...
Tráeme mi cel, ¿no? Sí. Por favor.
Lo que quiero decir es que tengo yo aquí una pila extra para conectar la luz que no se apague.
¿Sabes qué? Mira, lo estoy pasando tan a gusto que estoy considerando quedarme hoy.
Tú, como desees, gordo, ya sabes que tú tienes de tener.
Yo sé, gordito. Y cuando tenga mi depa nuevo, te voy a devolver el favor.
Yo lo sé, gordo.
Y vamos a tener otro espacio para grabar, y bien chingón. Y me voy a hacer una cámara anecoica para que podamos grabar audio ahí y hacer las rolas. La puta, si me quieren.
¿Cuánto tiene de pila? Suficiente. Y si ya tenemos la luz cargada, ¿dónde se va a estar cargando un rato?
Sí, porque ya ahorita ya pidió, ¿no?
Pues no es normal que se apague, la cosa es que yo no la he cargado, entonces tiene sentido que esté pidiendo.
Okay.
Ya la vamos a cargar así tantito. Sí llega hasta casi, pero... Ahí está. ¿Carga? Sí. Déjame ver, el siguiente tema era... Trabajar en cocina. ¡Uff! Y así como está el ritmo, va a estar chida. Sí tengo calor. Un día me la puse porque no iba a ver, pero pues como tengo la otra mano.
Es que sí está haciendo calor.
Ok, así como está. Tú dime cuando estés listo, hermoso. Pero ¿sabes qué? Entonces ponte otro carbón, ¿no?
¿Qué pasó?
Ponte otro carbón.
¿Ya murió este?
Está, pues es que ya no jala. Y yo traigo la otra pila para el micrófono. Porque todavía está dando, pero ¿para qué le jugamos al bebé?
¡Qué calorcita! No sé si es porque soy más despierto o es por el idioma, pero jaló más el inglés que el español.
Es que es más fácil que hagamos chistes. Porque aparte estamos traduciendo lo que ya se...
No, pero creo que sí conviene hacer primero el español como para fogueo.
Y aparte, ese lo podemos subir si quieres el de español puro audio. Sin tener que hacer una edición del de español. Pues eso es lo de menos, güey. Ese se puede subir puro audio y no... No afecta. ¿Cómo no va a entrar? No empieces con eso.
El barbecue
con toda... Como llevan todo el puto día.
Todo el puto día y en ese calor de...
Algo le han de ver de divertido. No sé qué, pero algo le han de... Lo que pones el
carbón. Sí, güey, ya están sanando.
En lo que pones el carbón para que... Yo le eche
agua. ¿Qué pasa, mamada?
Ahí va.
Le están sacándose por fin.
Yo le eché agua al plato. Así van a crecer chingones, como el año pasado del puto bambú.
Oye, güey, pregunta. Si alguno de nosotros se muere aquí para la repatriación, toca, ¿cómo es que te da para enviar el cadáver?
Creo, güey, que tienes que irte a registrar. Bueno, en teoría, con los demás tienes que hablar. Tienes que tener un contacto de seguridad. Uh-huh. Y es ellos los que tienen que checar lo de tu repatriación. Entonces, por ejemplo, tú, tu camarada, el colombiano, ese güey podría hacer tu contrato de emergencia, pues, si te ibas a morir. Dámelo a ese güey. Y a ese güey le explica qué se tiene que hacer o qué pedo. Porque hay, dependiendo cómo funciona eso. Un compa una vez me contó, no sé qué tan cierto sea este pedo, que hay compañías en tu mismo país de origen que te repatrian, dependiendo del país. Hay países que ellos te repatrian gratis, hay países que no. Entonces, y yo no sé cómo funciona aquí, para hacer.
¿Para el micro?
Sí. Pero eso me sirve más cuando yo estoy solo, güey, porque no está muy bueno, está medio puteado. Entonces ese lo uso más para cuando estoy sentado ahí haciendo mis videos de una persona.
Cuando estás acá en tu soledad.
Sí, es.
Huele a ella.
Es decir, güey, pues si te terminas quedando, yo sería partidario de sacar la shisha y los barquitos un rato al patio. Y la bocinita. Nada más para que nos dé el aire, güey. A Chile. Eso sí. Aunque estén esos con su desmadre, güey, en una esquinita yo no necesito. Es más, güey, yo te diría ir por unas chelas. ¿Sabes qué? Antes de empezar el chelote.
No, no te dijiste que compraste esas en Walmart, ¿no?
Esas en el metro, güey.
¿Las chanclas?
Ah, las chanclas en mi cuerpo.
Es que si me la pesadilla, pero si está haciendo calor.
Ah, bueno, güey, pero te puedes poner que tú calzas menos que yo, güey.
No, pero le digo, tengo que tener las abejas por los...
Por eso, pero mira, lo que bajamos, puedes bajar si quieres con estos, que se, y te los quitas. Ya estando allá abajo, pues te los pones aquí al aire libre. Yo lo digo porque puedo pausar esa madre.
¿Qué cosa?
Puedo pausar ahorita el...
No, pero sí tienes razón en eso de que estamos calientes y salgamos de eso. Y ya.
Entonces, pues te lo tenemos en tequila. Ah, pues otro es tequilita. Pero vamos a enfriarlo. Pásame la botellita y lo voy a poner a enfriar. Pues le damos el tequilito, la música y ese pedo.
No, o sea, no gasto.
Me parece bien. Igual de todos modos tengo ahí un absinthe, entonces... Va, así como viene, sobres. Trabajar en cocina, no mames, eso le he querido tocar desde un rato porque aparte me encabrono, bien me enchinga, güey. Y eso es lo que le late a la banda, que me empute.
Pues esa es nuestra apuesta.
¿Ya se prendió esa madre?
No, porque salía.
Porque es lo que le encanta a la raza, haberme emputado.
Si tienes una magia para...
Que ya he emputado, carnal, hasta la pinche comedia. Las dos, gané las dos veces en el live show app, güey. Pero lo único que hice fue hablar de lo de la anciana, güey. La anciana que me habló en el autobús, es neta, güey. Es una pinche tienda, me habló. Y me puté, güey. Pinche vieja asquerosa, ¿qué me tienes que estar hablando?
A mí me tocó uno, fue que estábamos sentados en el bus, obviamente. Estábamos sentados en el bus y... Aquí demuestra que soy hombre, que no puedo hacer dos cosas al tiempo.
Que me cagó una doña, güey, en el medio del...
¿Vas?
En medio de comprar una madre, güey, en el súper me dijo, ¿tú vas a comprar? Yo, no, pendeja, seguramente agarré la leche, le di un tour del súper y me regresé, porque no tengo...
Estábamos en el bus sentados... Exactamente los dos a la misma distancia del botón. De pedir el botón, de parada. Y llega el viejito, y yo también, así, y estaba de hecho así, estaba sentado porque estaba como cansado, estaba como encerrado así en mi burbuja. Y, oye. Y así como que me insistía.
Y
me hice el pendejo porque yo dije, va, se va a dar cuenta que tengo mis audífonos y pues ya va a ver el verde y me va a dejar tranquilo. Oye, ya cuando vi que no y que vi que la gente estaba mirando,
está prendiendo todo
y que vi que la gente estaba volteando a mirar, yo como que, ¿qué pasó? Pícale el botón, ¿no? Y es como que estás tú aquí, estás aquí, yo pícale aquí el botón de parada.
Sí, gente.
No tengo necesidad, güey. Me hizo acordar a mi mamá cuando me decía, oye, paso. Es como si yo te dijera, oye, pásame el vaso, ¿no? Así me
está dando el puto vaso. ¿Qué? Inglés.
Sí. ¿Sigue grabando?
Sí. Literal prefiero mil veces los así enormes.
A mí no, justamente porque se demora mucho más.
No, porque ya tengo ya una manera de hacerlo. O sea, ya mi sistema funciona así.
No, yo sí.
Por eso me tardé también en la economía tanto, porque era un tanto pequeño video que luego se me olvida ese pedo. Cuando sé que va corrido, hasta yo sé en qué momento es corto y a la ver. Va. ¿Lo que sigue? Ok. I think it would be stupid for me to tell you that we both... Like, you know, do you know how did I came into this country? Because you fucking know how I came into this country.
No, Tevan, please tell us.
I'm gonna fucking explain how I came into this country. I came like a moron. Because I thought, because I thought it was gonna be better. But my point being, I came in working as a skilled worker. I was working in the kitchen. I do want to say before I start talking that I've worked in multiple kitchens in multiple countries. So
I do have enough experience to say there's a big ass fucking difference between all of them. And there is also a lot of similarities. And the thing is that the similarities are all fucked up. It's always the bad things that they all have in common for some reason or another. But other certain countries make it fucking worse. And one of them, I would say is, I wouldn't say country that, one of them, it's Quebec. Quebec does make it worse to work in a kitchen in certain things, as it also makes it better in another. As I am always a goddamn fucking negative, according to Mrs. Tian.
According to life.
Oh, fuck.
According to life. I mean, just look at the way you're dressed right now. You think that's a happy person's outfit? You think that?
Look, it's not. Jack Sparrow needed a double. I took the job.
Yeah, yeah. And you think he was a happy person?
Well,
he was a crazy person, not happy person.
We're talking Johnny Depp. He's not very happy these days. I can tell you that.
You see, my friend.
But I would say, yeah, I do laugh at other people suffering. Yes, but that's not my point. My point being, I am the negative, obviously. So I will tell you about the negative shit. But let us start with something nice for a fucking change. Yan, oh pray tell, how did you came into fucking Quebec?
How I came into Quebec? I came
not
here...
into a Quebec lady. We both know how you came into the lady, but
okay, to Quebec City. In Quebec City. Okay, I came here to study. I came here to study. I did 2 years of internship in Université Laval, and that's it. Well, I have to go back and then come back again, curiously, the same way as you did now, as a skilled worker in a kitchen. So I do know myself how, well, actually that's how we became friends in the first place, because you had your cooking experience.
Well, friends a bit of a stretch, but yes.
Don't deny. Come on, I mean, after all we've been through, 7 years.
You're right. Acquaintances. But yes, we both worked in the same kitchen, actually. And that's fucking shy, mate. That's fucking shy. I'll be honest. I think my memory is quite tempered by the idea that our boss was a cunt. And he's still alive, so he's still a cunt. And I didn't enjoy most of it, but the thing is that when I start talking to you and the other guys that we used to work with and the ladies, I obviously get very nice memories and I'm very happy and I start thinking like, oh, I would like to go back.
But then the staff?
Yeah, about the staff. Okay. But I just remember then again all my responsibilities and all the shit that happened. And the thing is that when you work in a kitchen, it doesn't fucking matter where you are. There is one culture that it's like, you know, everywhere. It's fucking like macho suffering culture of you gotta pay your dues to work here. You got, you know, like the old cook, like, oh, in my time we used to kill the pigs ourselves to keep the cook fucking bacon, and they tell you about, oh, in my time I used to do 19 hour shifts. It's like, well, you're fucking mental if you're doing that. Why do you have to perpetrate this bullshit of like, oh yeah, you have to fucking suffer.
Like I suffer to be a chef.
And it's worse when you're a goddamn immigrant, because then they go like, oh, but that's why you came here, right? You came here to prove yourself in the kitchen. So I didn't come to fucking suffer, mate. I came exactly because that's where I'm running from. In Mexico, the shifts are insane. Shifts of 16, 18, 19 hours. And I'm not fucking joking. You sleep. You don't even sleep. You just get, you know, pissed up your tits, and then you come to work again, and it's dumb. And then they do the same here in Quebec, but they go with the idea of like, oh no, but we have labor rights. Fuck off. Like, fuck off completely. And it pisses me off because it's not goddamn true. And some of the worst goddamn memories I have is working in fucking kitchens in Quebec. I've worked in horrible kitchens in the world, though, where I worked 19, 18-hour shifts, but people were not fucking idiots. People were not mean. People were not just being like, they there was still this macho thing, but they were not, you know, in your face about it. They were not just fucking all the time going like, oh yeah, you have to suffer about it. Oh yeah, when I was a goddamn kid. Why the fuck do you do that? Why? It's just annoying. Like, you see a new guy coming in and you have to shit on his day. You have to shit on this deck for no reason. You just have to do it. You are because he's a new guy. We gotta test him. You don't gotta test him. Let him enjoy the goddamn job. Okay, how long? What was the longest time you worked in a restaurant that wasn't your family's or your friends? Mm-hmm. Someone. What was the longest time you worked in a restaurant?
Like period of time.
Yeah, period of time. Like when since you started, when you ended.
8 months, maybe.
8 months.
8-9.
Okay, that's within the average. Because apparently the most a person works in a restaurant is from 6 months to 2 years. That's not normal, mate. No job contract is for 2 years unless it's the immigration contract. Mm-hmm. But that's because you're having a contract with the government.
Yes.
Not with them. The government is telling you need to leave at 2 years. Not mm-hmm. that, like, if the person likes your job, is going to stay there. But people that work longer in a restaurant, you see them. They're miserable people. They really are angry. They really...
I don't know that part, but I do know that it's a really high rotation. The personnel, it's you, every 4 months you have a new guy, and that's not normally good. Like in big companies around the world, in other like labor markets, it's other stuff.
You bleed money because you have to train this fucker.
Because you have to retrain every 4 months a new guy,
and it's dumb.
Which is the case in our kitchen right now. I have 1, 2, 3, 4 guys, all new. They're just kids, man. The oldest one, he has 17. 17, man, that's a kid. That's
see?
A kid.
See? That's dumb, man. It's dumb. Plus, again, okay. When I worked in a restaurant in Montenegro, we had trained staff. The only reason I got a job is because I had I have my papers in the kitchen, I have the skills, and then I was named chef. But that was the only reason I was there. Everyone else had the same papers, like they had to prove that they knew the stuff. And the idea that we were gonna stay as long as possible because of things with immigration, I wasn't able. But that's how it worked. In London, same thing. Everyone had to be at a certain degree proven to know stuff. But in Quebec, in Mexico, you see four types of... Actually, you see a certain kind of people working in a kitchen. Illegal immigrant. Drug addict. Student. What would be the worst?
The one that got out of prison.
Oh, yeah. Ex-convicts. That's it for... And again, I don't want to shit on ex-convicts. You're starting your new life. I get it. But the thing is... You're starting a restaurant because restaurants don't care. At a certain point, it is good because it gives the opportunity
to
everyone.
It gives you the
opportunity
to, yeah.
And it's great in a certain degree. Again, like everything in life, it's not completely white or black. Again, it's very good. But the problem is that they take this, you know, owners take this as an advantage and they look for very vulnerable people to hire because those ones are very easy to exploit. You are an ex-con, you're not going to get another job, so you're going to take whatever fucking shifts I give you. You're an illegal immigrant, you don't do it, I call immigration. You're a student, whatever, fuck off, I can get a new one. It's always the same, it's like you're a drug addict, you don't have a choice, you have to do it here. Or actually the fifth one would be people with mental issues. There's always someone that, you know, has some kind of problem or disability. And it's the same thing, they go like, oh, because it doesn't matter you're here or not, and we seem more inclusive. And sometimes it's people that they've been doing the same thing or they just don't like it or they're very stressed. I mean, there was a video even of a guy that had, I think he has some kind of psychosis, and they started yelling at him in the hotel, and then he started like bashing his head against the thing, crying, going like, you ruined my life, man, you ruined my, because this is a person that is easy exploitable. This is a person that you can put in the front lines and he's not going to fucking complain. He's just going to do it. He doesn't have a choice. What other job he has? I mean, look at movies, mate. Look at movies. There's a movie with Jason Statham called Redemption, where the guy used to be an SAS soldier. He goes to war, he commits war crimes, he kills a lot of people, then he starts working with the mafia. And surprise, where do you think he meets the mafia? Working illegally in a restaurant. And the restaurant is owned by, that's a drum roll by the way, the mafia. The Chinese mafia is running the fucking place, and that's where he's been hiding. As a dishwasher. Literally, I've seen this in so many movies. Like, he used to be a killer in another country. He raised a village. But now he lives in America. He lives in whatever. And he is a, drum roll, cook. It's like, it's always kitchens. Even Hollywood knows it. They're gonna hire whatever moron they does.
Case in point, they hire me. But it's exploitation. At some point, it's exploitation because these fuckers don't get any goddamn rights. They just don't. But you get paid in dollars. That's the thing for us immigrants. You get paid in dollars and it's a good pay. At the end of the day, it's a good pay compared to Mexico, compared to Colombia, compared to fucking Salvador. But you're still being stepped on. It is, it, you know, it's an improvement. It's just not a, it's just not great. My fucking point of view, I don't know.
Ay, corta. No sé qué decir, la neta, no sé qué es todo tú.
Pues puedes decir sí o no, dependiendo.
Pues es que la neta, no sé
qué. Tú eres como lo positivo, pues ¿por qué no cuentas historias graciosas del restaurante para que ellas no empiecen a reír o algo así? Empieza de ahí, de donde yo dije lo de lo que pasa. Pues así como de, bueno, pero...
Well, in my point of view...
She's positive and nice.
Yeah, because it is. I mean, life, it's about both dark and light, and I'm the light. Well, despite the skin color, which is what a contradiction in life, you see? Like, I'm the positive part, the light part of the team.
Fuck off, Spring so, Queen.
I would say...
Smell the shit's flowers.
But they don't smell like flowers.
So they bear not much.
I have to say that I've been very lucky in the places that I have been. I do understand your point of view because I do believe that, at least for the owners that I've worked for, they don't understand the point of view of being a cook and they make decisions that... Well, I'm not informed, so they make mistakes just because it makes sense in the economic way for the enterprise, you know, for the company.
Yeah.
So let's say they change the quality of the ingredients, or they don't want you to pay you to do the cleanup and to do the prep up, or stuff like that. And it's like, of course, it makes sense as for a business in the money part. But when you take cooking as an art form, as an expression, as like when you actually care about the food you're preparing, it doesn't make sense at all. Because you have to work longer. Well, actually you have to work faster to do this faster with low quality products. It's wrong. I mean, it's weird. That said, talk to really nice guys that actually understand my point of view, and I have been able to make changes and make them understand that part. So it's not all bad. It's bad. It's not
true,
all bad.
True. I mean, again, yeah, you know, it's a business. You gotta make money. I get it. I completely get it. But you gotta understand at some point when you're shit at it. As in, and I'm saying, as in, okay, maybe you're very good at managing ingredients. Maybe you're very good at finding which ingredients are cheaper than the others. Maybe, okay. But then, maybe you should tell your chefs and cooks that there are certain ingredients that are going to be lower quality and stuff like that.
So you
stop fucking asking them to do the job, like a high quality job with shitty ingredients, or a high quality job with shitty pay, which is another thing that also happened. You get very badly paid. And right now, for example, in COVID, there's been a lot of people that have been saying, like, oh, why would people want to come back to work in restaurants when, you know, because of unemployment, you're getting paid basically $16 an hour for not doing nothing at home? Which is, I mean, it's in an argument in itself, you know, mathematically, you're right, they're getting paid more. But the moment that you have to do that argument, then you're a moron. It's just literally saying, like, well, then why would people come work with me in my restaurant? They're getting paid more for doing nothing. Well, then maybe pay them more. Then maybe stop paying shit money.
Or make the conditions. Like make the place, the workspace, somewhere you want to go to. That's the other thing.
That's like me saying, why would people prefer to be at home sleeping when I can, you know, not pay them to get punched in the face? That's how your fucking argument sounds. It's so goddamn dumb. And, oh, it's because people always need to work. No, there's people that are very okay with doing nothing with their lives, with just being calm. But my point being, you can talk. Like you said, you met very nice people that have done the thing, but they have communicated with you. That's the fucking thing. And most of the guys that I've seen here in Quebec, they don't do that. Weirdly enough, the ones that I've seen doing it a lot It's, and this is because I work with in restaurants owned by immigrants, specifically Vietnamese immigrants. They talk a lot with their cooks. They talked a lot with me. They talked a lot about what things were going to happen. But it's only them. Because when I work with Latin immigrants, it's a constant battle about, it feels very weird. Like they're welcoming you, but not really. This is in Montreal only.
You're the only Latin people that I've worked with in a kitchen.
But I wasn't the owner. That's my point. I wasn't the owner. Like, no. If we're working as mates, we know it, we're going to have fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be amazing. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, I remember working with you when we had the, remember the Cinco de Mayo thing of five dishes for $5.
Five for $5.
And
yeah.
Even though we were in the shit, we kept on having fun. We kept on joking. It was great. And everyone in the front was dying. They were even crying. And we were laughing in the kitchen. They were going like, why are you not being fussy? We are. We're just, you know, joking.
That's something that happens at my place right now, that because I know how to handle stress and I know how to handle the pressure, it looks like I'm not doing much as they do because they're more stressed than I am. So they make me do more things because it looks like I'm doing not enough. That pissed me off last week.
See, and that proves my point. Like, they see you handling things. They see you're easier to exploit at some point because not even because you're you know, vulnerable, but maybe because you're just better.
You're better prepared.
You're better prepared.
Yeah, so that's a reality.
They give you more responsibilities, which again, from a business point of view, is very smart to give it to the person that can handle it
first, because you do more work for less pay or same pay.
But again, that's a problem because then you're paying me less to have more responsibility. Like, at some point, there has to be something enticing for me. I can't keep on doing this. This is, again, the example of the day. It's like the $5, we had a $5 menu in Cinco de Mayo in the restaurant we're working at, and we were full all day because we kept this from the 1st of May to Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May. So for 5 days, we were going crazy.
It was a crazy week.
We were making jokes. We're, you know, keeping ourselves light,
having fun and keeping us motivated.
There was a point where I came in with a 12 pack of beers to work. You know, I looked at me and I just straight up told them, like, look, ignore it. Let us have our drinks or it's going to go to shit. And he said, it's not going to work out. I went like, I'll tell you what, if we make one mistake in one order, I'll pay you 5 orders, myself from my money. Don't pay me the day. But if everything comes out good, you pay me double. And he said, okay, we didn't fuck up nothing.
Nothing.
He didn't pay double. He didn't pay. He didn't say nothing. Next day, he just told me like, okay, we're going to keep on letting you drink. That was the only thing for the 5 days. But he didn't pay, like a little shit. He didn't pay. He shaked on it and he didn't pay. You're listening to me. You're a little cunt. You still owe me those fucking beers, but I don't want to see you again. You can send them. So fuck off. Well, my point being, it's not entirely, we did it in those 5 days because we had the promotion. We knew we were going to do it. But then after that, he started asking you to do more shit. And he started asking me to do more shit. He didn't give us no raise. He didn't give us nothing. He just expected us to do it from then on. That's not how it works. No, there's promotions. There's shit. You need to talk to me. I have things to do. He started asking me to come in on Saturdays. I can't. We had a deal. We talked. And he started going, again, that's my problem. There's no communication. You just fucking gave it like, oh, maybe he's better than what I thought. Then I'm going to give him all the job that he didn't do. Mm-hmm. That's not how it fucking works. You got to talk to it. And again, this is part of the same culture in kitchen of like, you need to suffer to be good. So they just give you more and you feel like if you're suffering, if you're taking more responsibility, then you're a better cook. No, you're a moron then. You're just a moron. Why are you taking this? In any other job, you would go to your union. You would go to the fucking government because this is not how it's supposed to work. You're not supposed to take more responsibility than the description of your job. It's in a contract. There's fucking work lawyers for this shit. But they don't do nothing with kitchens. You don't get a lawyer for a kitchen dispute unless it's like something horribly bad. Like, only time I've seen a lawyer in a restaurant was because that restaurant happened to be owned by some mafia or some shit. Literally, like in the goddamn movies. Never because there was a dispute with law. There's no easier. There's no syndicate, nor a union for cooks or waiters.
I haven't realized that.
It doesn't exist. who do we complain to? You can't. Because again, if there was something like that, then it wouldn't be so easy to just fucking rotate people like they do. You know, just weed out the weak, get someone that wants to suffer. It's fucking masochistic. It's practically amoral at some point. Mm. Mm. And it's bad because
it makes sense.
Look, the worst part is that if you think about it, it's an industry based on a service that is just about pleasure. It's just, look, mate, you just don't want to cook at home. That's it. He's not coming with this bullshit of like, oh, it's necessary, we provide food. No, motherfucker, you provide food that's already cooked. Supermarkets provide food. You are not providing food. You're providing the service of, I am lazy, I don't want to cook. This is it. Or you're providing the, please, baby, forgive me for cheating on you with your sister. I'm going to take you to a nice restaurant.
You had to go there.
It depends. If you're doing fast food, it's because I don't want to cook. If you're doing a nice restaurant, it's because it's an occasion. But my point being...
What about people that get engaged in restaurants and want to actually celebrate?
Oh, I hate those.
Celebrate love and stuff and good stuff.
I hate those the most because I have two of them that went.
Came you know, to you're somewhere. So negative that I start to lose faith on you sometimes.
Motherfucker!
You know?
A guy that came in and he wanted us to put the goddamn ring inside the chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. To propose. This is the only time I felt happy about it.
And it is that much of a trouble to do this on a cake.
No. Here's the thing, bitch ate it. The woman swallowed it. Whole.
Like in movies.
Like in a
fucking meme.
She goddamn swallowed it. How do I know this? Because there was no proposal, there was no aww. And then the waiter just started fucking laughing when she ate it all. This is my theory though. If you're gonna propose, don't put it in a chocolate cake. Chocolate is woman's kryptonite. They're gonna eat it with like...
And it's messy, man. I mean, chocolate gets everywhere when you're eating
a cheesecake.
Cake.
The cheesecake, the carrot.
Just do the fucking champagne thing. I mean, you can see the fucking ring, at least. And there are four cases where they actually drink the fucking thing.
Yeah, no, I mean, champagne, you don't shot champagne.
You would say.
But then I had another one that also did it. Like, he proposed in the middle of a rush. And just stopped the guy. The thing is that
in a kitchen?
He did it in a customer, like a normal person.
Okay.
But all the goddamn waiters stopped to do this. So because of them, we had like six orders that were complaining because of the time. And it's just, look, if you're going to propose, don't go to a restaurant. Make them meet first, take them to a walk in the park and ask them or him, however it works. And it's even better if you do it in a park, because in the case that the person says no, then you can hide the body easier. Just don't do it in a goddamn restaurant. Just, why do you have to put that public pressure too? Because you're asking to the person in the middle where there's so many people. And they're all looking at you going like, oh, you gotta say yes. Maybe this was a moment where you're gonna be like, you know what, I got AIDS. I just don't, I can't be with you. Like. Don't,
you have to turn it bad.
Don't propose in a restaurant. Just don't. It's tacky and it's dumb. There's so many goddamn good places to do it. Why would you do it in a restaurant?
Okay, let's go positive again. Where would you propose to
fucking nowhere?
Where?
Fucking nowhere.
So you're like in America.
She's Russian. She's supposed to propose to me. In Soviet Russia.
Okay, let's go somewhere nice.
In Soviet Russia, what? You don't propose to woman. Woman propose to you.
So where would she propose to you?
I don't fucking know. A bunker? A gulag? A breadline? I don't know what. Whatever Soviet tradition is supposed to be.
This is so fucking hard.
I mean, at this point, I don't know if she's going to exchange me for cattle. I don't know how it works.
Cattle? Do they have cattle there?
She's half Mongolian.
Okay.
So maybe it's more like for horses?
Yeah, maybe that makes more sense.
Look, if you're Russian or Mongol, I guess put it in the comments and tell me how I'm going to get sold into marriage. Look, marriage is dumb. To begin with, marriage is also dumb. It's a dumb contract.
Guys, thank you so much for joining us again in this episode of Devan and Tiam.
I'll be honest, I thought you said okay.
To be here again with all of you. I will see you next time. Bon chance. Merci beaucoup.
I'll be honest, I thought he said okay, gays. As in like, okay, gays, you can still marry. Don't believe him. Gays, Why would you fight for the right to get married?
We're trying to make this fucking shit to go up, and you're going to go against gays.
Not going against gays. I love them. They're the best.
I
love living next to gays. They're generally clean. They're not having kids. They're very nice people. They cook amazing. If you go to a dinner party and there's gay people, they're amazing. Pero por eso los complaints en Colombia. Any who are point is being, no, we don't have no problem with them gays. That's cool. Gay weddings are way more amazing, to be honest, than normal weddings.
Para el episodio de Halloween. ¿Sí sale?
Sí se ve.
¿Sí sale? ¿Sí sale? Aguanta.
Ooh, it is the spooky season. No, gay weddings are amazing. Honestly, you plan weddings like fucking champions. Oh, the cocktails. The fucking they always do cocktails as in couples cocktails.
Corta!
Fucking great. See, if I were to do couples cocktails with
Corta.
My wife.
Corta.
With my certain
Corta.
Wife. She's Russian. That's just gonna be a shot of half vodka, half tequila, and 100% regret. Anywho, this was a lot of fun, like always. His name is Tian, and Teva will be fun.
Hey, if you like what you just heard, please like, share, and subscribe. Check out my YouTube channel too. If you can like, share, and subscribe that one, you're gonna help me to stay in the air so I can keep making this beautiful content for you and yours. Peace out, and don't forget to spread the good vibes.